Welcome to InfoWars Nightly News on this Thursday, May 30th, 2013. Here's what's coming up.
Tonight, on the InfoWars Nightly News, the Tea Party aims to tar and feather the IRS with constitutionally backed litigation. Plus, experimental GMO seeds blow across America. Now American farms are being invaded by the Monsanto monstrosity. Meanwhile, they are burning and banning GMOs in Europe and Asia. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And tonight on InfoWars, our top story, the Tea Party is striking back against the IRS. Yes, they're a little angry about being targeted for having names like Patriot and Constitution and Liberty in their nonprofit group names. So 25 groups have joined in a lawsuit against the IRS, saying that their rights were violated by the IRS. The American Center for Law and Justice is spearheading this lawsuit, and it accuses the IRS of, quote, comprehensive, pervasive, invidious, and organized scheme to violate the First and Fifth Amendments, the rights of Tea Party members, in a spectacle of suppression more fitting to the Dark Ages. Yes, this lawsuit sends a very powerful message to the IRS and the Obama administration, they say. He's the chief counsel of the ACLJ, including the White House. Americans are not going to be bullied and intimidated by our government. They will not be subjected to unconstitutional treatment and unlawfully singled out and punished because of their ideological beliefs. Those responsible for this unprecedented intimidation ploy must be held accountable. Well, good for them. It looks like that's the only way any action is going to take place, is by suing the government when they violate our rights. Now, our next story, a GMO pollution alert is upon us. Remember how we warned about the age of genetic pollution. Now, why is genetic pollution so bad? Because it's self-replicating pollution. Worse than chemical pollution, because you can clean that up. But DNA pollution or genetic pollution is a self-replicating pollution. The problem just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and you can't put that genie back in the box. Well, here's what's happened. Genetically engineered wheat that was experimentally planted by Monsanto from 1998 to 2005 across 16 states in the United States has now escaped the experimental farms. And it has been found, according to the USDA, it has been found on a farm, a commercial farm in Oregon. This means that the commercially grown wheat in the United States is now contaminated with GMOs that have never been approved for commercialization or for sale. This is a very big deal. I hope you get this, because it means that other countries around the world could start banning the importation of wheat from America. Think about that. What's that going to do to the U.S. farmer? So now we have a situation where the government's collusion with Monsanto and the biotech industry to have open field experiments on GMOs could cause the wheat industry to suffer a collapse, where farmers are going bankrupt and put out of business because other nations won't allow that wheat to be imported into their countries. In fact, I've already heard, I haven't verified this, but I've heard that Japan has now put out an announcement that they may be looking into banning wheat imports from the United States for this very reason. So as Monsanto was telling farmers, hey, we'll make you more money, well, we'll increase your crop yields, things will be better for you, it turns out that this GMO experiment may cause farmers to go bankrupt. And that's why we got to stop this. It's just one more reason. Oh, and by the way, if the genetically modified wheat is escaping, probably the corn is escaping, and we're getting genetic pollution from all kinds of other crops as well. So this is a big problem, not limited to just wheat. All right, next story. Thousands and thousands of Associated Press phone calls were monitored by the Department of Justice. This is what has come out from a memo from Gary Pruitt, the CEO, the chief executive of the Associated Press. He says that now it turns out the government didn't just monitor a few phone calls. They monitored thousands and thousands of calls in and out of the news organization. He said that this means the Obama administration is acting as, quote, judge, jury, and executioner in secretly obtaining the news organization's records. Now, remember, too, that everybody in Washington, including Attorney General Eric Holder, is saying, We don't know anything about this. We don't know. Don't have any knowledge. Don't know. Don't know. Don't know. We didn't know. I know nothing, as the comedy bit goes. But the Associated Press knows. They know that they were monitored and they were illegally surveilled and had their phone calls monitored and their phone records confiscated as part of this intimidation and oppression campaign against the free press in America. So this is a big deal, and it also explains why the press is now turning on the Obama administration. By the way, Eric Holder announced that he was going to have a secret off-the-record meeting with members of the press, I guess to intimidate them a little more off the record, probably threaten them. You know, hey, if you publish anything on this, we're going to find your body in a dumpster in the back alley. That's probably what they're being told now. It's all about intimidation. But guess what? Most members of the big mainstream media are refusing to attend. CNN says nope. Huffington Post says nope, don't want to go. Associated Press, not sorry, don't want to go. Who else? Other big organizations are saying not interested in any more scams from Eric Holder. All right, next story. The IRS's Shulman, this is the former IRS commissioner Douglas Shulman, he visited the White House 157 times during the Obama administration, proving that he visited the White House more than Timothy Geithner, more than Tom Vilsack, more than other high-level officials, including our favorite, Janet Napolitano. Yes, what was the IRS commissioner doing visiting the White House? Well, fill in the blanks on that one, folks. My guess is they were plotting, conspiring. Yes, conspiracies do exist, especially at the White House. They were conspiring to selectively target conservative groups for IRS intimidation and oppression. And now that's all coming out, so we know why they were at the White House. You can bet they weren't there to roll Easter eggs on the White House lawn with the First Lady. Although, I'd pay good money to do that. Trust me, that's high on my bucket list, but I don't think they were there for that activity. Next story. Special IRS prosecutor favored as Obama support drops. This is an article out of Bloomberg that reveals that 76% of registered voters in a survey say that they would back a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS targeting of Tea Party groups. Now, this is fascinating because that level of support includes 63% of Democrats. Yes, Democrats, who by and large enjoyed the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, which by the way also just shows you how pathetic their philosophical foundation really is if they supported that thing. That's why I'm glad to see 63% saying we need a special prosecutor, because any group that says, yeah, let's abuse liberty and let's have the government behave as a criminal mobster as long as they're targeting our political enemies, those people are dangerous. Anybody who supports that. If the IRS was targeting liberal groups, we should be outraged. The truth is, the IRS should never be used as a political weapon, not under any administration. And by the way, the head of the IRS visited the former President Bush, I think, zero times or maybe once, but not 157 times like the previous one did with the Obama administration. All right. The World Health Organization is spreading more fear about another outbreak. Oh, yes. Run and hide. There's a new virus, a coronavirus, on the loose, according to the WHO. It's called MERS, M-E-R-S. They're calling it a Middle Eastern virus. You ever notice how the WHO always blames some region of the world that they would like to turn into an enemy? You know, it's like a Hong Kong virus. It's a Mexican virus. Now it's a Middle Eastern virus. Why not just call it the Al-Qaeda flu? You know, just get right to the chase. But you notice they never say any viruses ever originate in America. It's not like the USA coronavirus pandemic. They would never announce that. It's always some third world or developing nation group or some political enemy. Yeah, Chinese virus gonna get you. Pigs from Hong Kong. It's insane. Sorry, I mean, I'm not trying to turn this into a comedy show, but sometimes the official news is so hilarious that you just got to comment with a little bit of satire. But apparently 3 people have died from a deadly new SARS-like virus, according to the Daily Mail. 3 more people, bringing the total death toll to 27? 27, yeah. Of course, let's see. 60,000 Americans were killed by one drug that the FDA refused to pull off the market. That's more Americans than died in the entire Vietnam War. And they didn't warn you about that, but they will warn you about 27 people dying by a virus that they can blame on Al-Qaeda. Who else? All right, next story. Arsenic is being intentionally added to conventional chicken. It's true. It's arsenic, of course, is a toxic metal. You can find it on the table of elements. It is AS. That's the short version of it. If you're curious about that, go back to your science class and check that out. Arsenic, it is a highly toxic, deadly metal. In fact, arsenic was the poison of choice for assassinations throughout world history until about the last, I'd say, 100, 150 years when arsenic detection became easier to do. It was easy to kill somebody with arsenic because it's tasteless. So you could slip it into their food or their drink, and yeah, pretty soon, the king's dead, and you got a new emperor, a new king, taken over. So arsenic was the poison of choice. Now it's the poison of choice for the chicken industry in the United States. The FDA says, yeah, you can add arsenic to chicken drugs. So these are big pharma's drugs being fed to the chicken to increase chicken yields by the chicken farmers, but the drug contains arsenic. Arsenic is also used, by the way, to treat lumber and make it weatherproof. And if you go buy that lumber, you'll notice that it has a little warning on it, a cancer warning that says, don't breathe the sawdust from this lumber if you saw into it or you're building with it or doing something. Don't even touch it. It's so toxic, but it's safe to put in the chicken, says the FDA. Doesn't that just make you feel good about eating some chicken nuggets from time to time? Yes, indeed. All right, so the FDA always doing the devil's business of destroying health. I love it. What a wonderful group. We should give those people humanitarian awards. They're great. Next story, Hungary, the nation of Hungary, torches 500 hectares of GM corn to eradicate GMOs from the food supply. Yes, Hungary does not tolerate GMOs to be grown in its borders. And so when it found that genetically modified corn was accidentally growing, and what happened, by the way, is that the farmers bought seeds and they weren't told that they were Monsanto seeds. So they planted the seeds. The GMOs were growing. The government figured it out, and they torched 500 hectares. That's a lot of land of GMOs being burned to the ground. You might say, well, why did they need to burn the plants? The answer is that's the only way to destroy the toxic DNA that's in the plant. You see, remember, GMOs are self-replicating pollution, so you got to bring fire. You got to really burn them down to make sure you get the GMO, that you destroy the genes. Otherwise, it could blow downwind and contaminate some other crop some ways away, which is probably what happens all over the place, all over the world with these GMOs. So they burned it down. Now, isn't it interesting that GMOs are banned in 27 countries? GMO labeling is mandated in over 50 countries. You've got countries like Ecuador that have it in their constitution that you can't have GMOs anywhere planted in the country. You've got Hungary that's burning down GMOs. And then you've got America that says, hey, all your children should eat more GMOs. Isn't it lovely? And you've got the Obama administration, which in 2007 promised that we should all have the right to know what we're eating and that GMOs should be labeled. That was an Obama campaign promise in 2007 that he has never made good on, and don't hold your breath because it's probably not going to happen. All right, now here for just a little bit of satire on this show. We always like to add that in. Facebook has announced that it's banning vowels because vowels, it turns out, can be used to form words of hate speech. So what better way to control the people than to take the vowels away? So now everybody who posts on Facebook is required to post using only consonants and punctuation. And Coca-Cola, Pfizer, Nissan have all said they strongly support this new policy by Facebook, and they posted their own supportive comment, which reads, "Strength speech." That's no vowels allowed. A, E, I, O, and U are the new weapons. The new weapons of truth. So all of you out there, if you have any vowels in your pockets, be careful. The TSA soon is going to be reaching down your pants looking for vowels. not just your genitalia, but your vowels. That's the real danger. That's where you go wrong. It's your speech. No vowels for you, funny boy. Empty your pockets and drop your vowels before you get on the airplane. All right, anyway, that's the news segment. Next coming up, we have an interview with Andrea LaLama. She's the mom of the autistic children who was censored by Facebook, which is sort of why we did that Facebook satire bit there. And keep an eye out all next week as InfoWars covers the Bilderberg meeting in Europe. The web address to go to watch that is Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderbergers. So Infowars.com/B. Alex is there himself, or at least is planning to be there, unless they don't allow him to enter the country. And much of the Infowars team, including, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, will be there in person covering this. So it's going to be an exciting week to see what happens. And the rest of the Infowars crew will be covering the daily radio show, with Alex popping in with special reports from time to time. It's going to be an exciting week, so check it out at Infowars.com/B. And when we come back from break, we're going to an exclusive interview with Andrea LaLama, the mom of the autistic kids whose pictures were censored by Facebook. So stay with us as we come back.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants, fruits, vegetables, nuts, you name it. And the globalists have been going after gardening. They've been harassing people that have gardens in their front yards or their backyards. They've called for licenses for people to have gardens because you can't trust prisoners in the police state America to be able to grow their own food. That's why I've come to the realization that we need to become self-sufficient. You need to be informed. You need to have the Second Amendment to protect yourself. You need to be politically active to wake up others. You need to filter your water. But you also need to plant a garden. Even if you live in an apartment, you can do this. If you live in the countryside, obviously you can do it on a grand scale. There are so many green belts in areas that humans don't even visit, nearby cities and in suburbs, where people are now more and more planting their own little private gardens and meadows and off the side of the road. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a revolutionary act to unplug from the television, to unplug from the computer and all the globalist propaganda, and to go out in your backyard or your front yard or planters at your apartment or on the roof of the building where you live and to plant a garden.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest of times. The ARC All-in-One Seed Kit contains 70 varieties of 50,000 seeds of fruits, vegetables, medicinal, and culinary herbs. All ARC seeds are heirloom. Each type is labeled and sealed separately for ease of use and longevity. The Deluxe Emergency Seed Bank combines three of Emergency Seed Bank's top sellers: the Family Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Medicinal Herb Seeds Pack, and the Culinary Herb Seeds Pack. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, and medicinal herbs and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
A little seed can grow a huge tree that produces fruit for up to 50 years. We have the best life bombs. That's what these are. We have the best weapons against death out there at the lowest prices, waiting for you to lovingly plant them and lovingly grow them and lovingly eat them and share them with others. We will strike back against the New World Order, and this is only one more initiative in our fight against them. So please join us at InfoWarsShop.com, or you can link through at InfoWars.com at the InfoWars Seed Center.
Welcome back to InfoWars Nightly News on this Thursday, May 30th. This is Mike Adams, and now we are interviewing Andrea LaLama. She is the mom whose photos of her children, her autistic children, were censored by Facebook, and the story went viral on Drudge and InfoWars and many other places. She is an outspoken critic of the government's lack of action and industry's poisoning of children, causing them to be autistic, and she joins us here in the InfoWars Nightly News studios to give us her take on what's happening with autism, BT toxin, GMOs, and children. Andrea, thanks for joining us on InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that a lot of people is paying attention to these issues.
Well, it's great to have you here. And by the way, you did a great job on the Alex Jones radio show today. That was earlier. I'm curious, what kind of reaction are you getting now online from your speaking out on the show?
I'm super happy. I thank you, everybody out there that is supporting me. I'm doing this for not just my children, but for your children and for everybody's children, not just the autistic kids, but the kids that don't have autism, because we have to create awareness of avoiding autism. It's enough to create awareness that autism exists. We need to create awareness of stop it. Stop autism.
Yes.
It's an epidemic. Let's just stop it. Let's create awareness how to stop it. And this is how we stop it.
Now, for those who maybe didn't hear the radio show, give us a very quick synopsis of what happened to you and the Facebook censorship issue.
Basically, we went to protest, and I like to teach my children to do what is right by example. And I took them to protest with me. They actually were the ones that wanted to go after I explained them what happened at home. They are totally capable of understanding what's going on. They know they have to eat organic. It's medicine for them. So they wanted to go and protest for that. And we took very nice pictures. And I just came back home very innocently to share with my friends and just my small network of families. And when you picked up the story, I put in my picture in your website because I've been a reader of Natural News for many, many years. And I took a lot of your advice, by the way.
Oh, great.
I love it. It takes a big part, let me tell you, and thank you. It takes a big part in reversing autism. A lot of your advice and Jeffrey Smith and everybody that is aware of what's going on, Alex Jones.
So we shared your photo.
You guys shared my photo in your Facebook page. And right after that, I tried to share one more time with the foundation that I work with, Autism One, and it didn't allow me.
When you got the message that it was abusive.
That it was abusive and it was blocked. So
wow.
I got furious, to tell you the truth, because not just for blocking me, but for calling me abusive. How my pictures of my kids protesting with such an innocent commentaries in a way, because I'm not pinpointing names. I'm not saying Monsanto or DuPont or anybody.
Right.
I'm just saying what is true. The organic food is medicine for my son, and the other one is biopesticides equal autism.
What's incredible is that the censorship that Facebook did to you was also happening to other moms all across Facebook. And I'm sure you started to get those messages. They started flooding into us as well. Everybody that was trying to post Monsanto was getting shut down.
Yes.
Selectively.
The mothers in my group that tried to repost the picture of my children got blocked.
Amazing.
They say, oh, you don't have freedom of the speech because Facebook is a private company. And like you pointed, and I agree with you, it's absurd. It's totally
it's absurd. Well, AT&T is a private, a corporation, Verizon, all these cell phone companies. It doesn't mean they can block your phone call if you're talking about Monsanto on your phone call.
Exactly. It's absurd. And the only logical explanation for this is that this bio industry, this Monsanto, it's behind it. And it's preventing the public from talking about it, from commenting about it, from protesting about it. And this is absolutely wrong. I mean, we have reached a point that you can't live anymore here in the United States. And it's so suppressive. We cannot even talk. But when you talk about trivial things like a Hollywood
sports
star
scores,
or sports stories, which are actually pretty boring for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I don't tune into that stuff. You know, nothing wrong with people that like that stuff, but personally, I don't read the sports section.
Yeah.
When I get the newspaper, I take that one out. I mean, it's not fair. I mean, we should be
absolutely.
Allowed.
And you are appropriately outraged about this. But think about this. When you're on Facebook now, the real comments that moms like you want to post are being censored and blocked. Yet we know that corporations, and I'm not going to name names, but we know that big, powerful corporations, they hire groups of Facebook trolls they might have a war room of 50 or 100 people or more whose job it is to run around all the social networks posting corporate propaganda. So the conversation that you're reading on Facebook is slanted and distorted to take out the truth and put in the corporate propaganda.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
how bad it is.
One thing that upset me is that I see some commentaries that I try to turn around what I'm trying to do. All I wanted people to know is that we know what it causes autism. The mainstream media has said it.
It
says we cannot pinpoint, but they constantly are saying it's environmental. So what implies environmental if it's not biopesticides, chemicals, poison in the air, chemtrails?
Yeah.
So if we know it's environmental, biopesticides, it will fit within that concept. So
absolutely.
Let's avoid them, right?
Well,
but when I said that, I'm sorry, but
no,
let me
right.
finish this. When we say biopesticides do this, and then the people is being putting on Facebook that I'm abusing my kids for letting
those
them
those are the trolls.
Protest. Exactly.
Those
That's
are the trolls.
What I'm trying
it's
to
not
tell
real
you.
People saying that.
I'm trying to tell you this part to complement what you're saying, because it's true. There's a lot of trolls out there that they will get in our very truthful protest and information to turn around against ourselves.
Right. No, I saw, in fact, someone attacking you on Facebook. My wife and I were watching the comments roll in. We were like, troll, troll, troll. We know what's going on. But one of the comments was, you shouldn't post pictures of your children holding protest signs because someone could copy and paste their faces and put them on pictures of child porn.
Oh my goodness.
Anybody's photo? I mean, couldn't they take Obama's photo and put it on a picture of child porn? I mean anybody's photo. What? That's not a reason. That's absurd.
This is undermining you to live in fear. And they picked the wrong mother. I'm sorry to say that, but they picked the wrong mother. Those things are just going to make me go even further. Facebook tried to stop me. Here I am.
Exactly.
And this is what I encourage everybody to do. Don't let them push you around. Doesn't matter how big the corporation is. If there is a will, there's a way.
And the more they try to shut us down, the more we're going to speak out.
Exactly.
And with more passion and more truth and more power. Let's go to the issue of the BT toxin testing. Because you explained earlier on the radio show that the labs would not allow you to test BT
That's
toxin
right.
because of why? Tell us the story.
Well, basically, Monsanto has a law that prevents anybody from studying, testing, or do any type of research in that connect to their patented toxins.
That's
and
the,
BT
that's
is
the
one
U.S.
of them.
Government's law, patent laws.
So what happened is if you eat poison from a company like Monsanto that makes this biopesticide, let's say you bought Roundup and somehow you ended up getting poisoned by it, you can't prove it because You can't test your own blood, your own. So people keep telling me, you know, where's your proof? And I said, I'm more happy to show you my child so I can prove you that
but
he.
But the labs won't
but the
allow
labs
you.
The laws doesn't allow the labs.
See, this is the big scam. It's all about having intellectual property ownership over
it's
seeds
terrible.
And genes. This is the same thing with the breast cancer gene, the BRCA1 and 2 genes.
That's correct.
Did you know that corporations currently, and universities together, corporations, universities currently claim to own 20%? Of your genetic code?
I actually read in Natural News, and yes, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's hard for me to understand at this point in my life how Americans are not protesting against this and how they are allowing our politicians to pass these laws that totally works against ourselves. I don't understand how this is, how they are allowing this to happen.
Let's talk about that. Now, you're from Ecuador originally.
Correct.
And I lived in Ecuador for a while, so we both know that Ecuador is a country where when the people get angry at their government, they take to the streets.
Exactly.
I mean, they march on the Capitol. They literally, physically take the president and throw him out on his ass.
Correct.
And bring a new one in.
Exactly. Correct.
And in America, that's considered now an act of terrorism.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You see, America is living something that got my attention that I read on the internet. It's that people that like to eat frogs, the legs of frogs, they cook the frogs in a pot by raising the water slowly so they won't jump out of the water. And they die because by the time they notice the water's too hot, it's too late.
Incremental.
It's an incremental. Increase, and that's what America is experiencing right now. To me, when I read that on the internet, I said, oh, my God, this is what's happening in the United States. They are passing these laws and laws and laws, and people are, it's for our safety. It's
right.
for your benefit.
Right.
It's for the good of your children. Oh, they love, if something, they love to use children as weapons because it's
they
like,
love to use
it's
dead
for
children.
Your child. It's for your children. And based on that, we are losing our freedom of speech, our freedom of congregation, our freedom to bear arms, all our freedoms. So,
well, and also the freedom to be a parent. This
yes.
is another key thing. And by the way, I want to encourage those watching to visit your website, reversingautism.org, O-R-G. But you are a responsible parent. You're a passionate parent. That comes across very clearly. You want what's best for your children, and you want to teach them the things so that they can raise their children eventually to be healthy.
Like I keep telling you, I wish that I knew when I was 19 what I know now.
Yeah.
I wish I know I would
don't,
not.
Don't we all?
So
that's
I wish.
Turn back
you know,
that clock.
Exactly. So because I wish that, the logical thing to do and the moral thing to do is to empower my children. To teach them as soon as possible how the world really works.
Right.
Well, the mainstream media said, let the children be children, you know, just playing Lego, playing PSP and computer dumb programs.
Well, even worse, they say that your children are not your children. They say that they're owned by the state. The state is the parent.
That's crazy to me. That's craziness, madness.
That's the collectivism, societal parenting meme that's being pushed out
there.
You know,
I will wish to know if what the tribes in Ecuador, the Indians, will do if they are being told that. Because let me tell
the
you.
The Shuar.
The Shuar in the Amazon.
Yeah.
I would like to see how they will react. I mean, I know.
I mean, I think we need some curanderos in here. We're doing
the flames and the vodka. We call them ignorance when they protest. It's pretty pathetic, let me tell you.
I think they know a lot more than most parents today.
Exactly.
I mean, I tell you.
I'm a warrior mom, like all the moms out there with children with autism, all are warriors, and I'm here for you. I'm representing them proudly because the mothers over there, at home, they know that when our kids were diagnosed with autism, they told us that there's nothing we can do for them, that we cannot help our kids, just drug them with pharmaceuticals to be manageable. And that's an insanity. That is not true. Because if that would be true, I wouldn't be here today.
Absolutely. Well said, Andrea. And the other part of that message that they're saying to people is, if you get diagnosed with cancer or diabetes or heart disease, you can't do anything about it either. You're a victim of the medical system if you fall for that delusional thinking. And what I love about you and your work and your message is that you are not hypnotized by the system.
Absolutely.
You are shining with the truth of light to go out there and say, let's find some answers and let's share those answers with other moms so their kids don't have to be poisoned.
Yes. When people watch this interview, I hope you all understand that not because you don't have a child with autism, this is not affecting you. Think about the grandchildren you will have.
Sure.
And the risk. Right now is 1 in 50 the chance of you having a child with autism. So maybe you have two beautiful kids, and thank God you do. But what about your grandchildren? If you don't educate now your children to be to protect themselves and eat organic and avoid GMOs and avoid biopesticides and chemicals that can cause these epigenetic changes in their children before they are born.
Well, and to add to that, you're absolutely right. But even to add to it, suppose you have a daughter who is 19, 20, 25, whatever, and she's planning a pregnancy to start her own family. When she's pregnant, if she's pregnant with a baby girl, that girl is forming inside of her, and the eggs of that girl's future daughter are forming inside the baby, inside the mom now.
Exactly.
So whatever you poison you're eating now is affecting your granddaughter.
I really encourage people to get educated about these facts and check the job done by several scientists and post it all over the internet. They can Google and see genetic studies on animals, on mammals, because we are mammals, so it's very compatible. And you will see how when they are fed biopesticides, when they are fed GMOs, the first generation is not that bad, but the second one is sick,
right,
and the third one ended up dying or with tremendous defects.
So that's
what's happening to us.
You know, you mentioned the word epigenetics on the radio show, and I'm really glad you brought that up. And this is probably the last question for you in this segment. But there have been studies that have already been published showing a transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, meaning that the epigenetic expression of the genes is also inherited from one generation to the next. It's not just the genes. The genes aren't the whole picture.
Yeah, people need to understand the differences here. One thing is the gene, and one is the epigenetic change.
The epigenetic is like
the word says, is the change that it causes into the gene. And that is an instruction, okay? It's like putting a computer and sending an instruction. And that's what's being passed from one generation to the next one, like you mentioned.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what is important here is that people understand where this instruction is coming from. Okay?
Right.
You have to understand that in order to have an instruction in your gene, it has to come from your husband in that case, you know, whoever is the father of that child. What is happening to us right now is that we are testing our kids for epigenetic changes. And guess what? It's not in my father. It has not been found in my husband, neither in me.
It's coming from other sources.
From where?
Right. Vaccine injections, biopesticides,
exactly.
DNA,
So that's where it's coming from, other sources. So there's where the people need to understand that this biopesticide is coming from external sources. And the more logical, in my case at least, it had to come from food. Because I don't work in any agricultural field, or I have not been exposed to anything directly. Like in other cases that they claim they were close to, like petroleum companies and things like that. So it has to come from biopesticides in my case.
Well, and also just to be clear, to back that up, when you are talking with scientists in labs, the term environmental causes includes food. Food is an environmental cause.
Exactly.
Of something. It's an environmental exposure. So food, air, water, beverages, things that you drink, things that you put on your skin, those are all environmental influences of the cell. So I've seen some people out there say, they said autism is caused by environment. Well, that's not food. That's like air pollution. They're wrong.
Absolutely.
Food is an environmental cause.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm just supporting you with that because a lot of people out there don't understand these terms.
Well, people need to understand that there's undeniable proof. There is genetic studies. They can go to regular medical mainstream medicine, and they can read the studies done in autistic kids from David University, for example, when they find out that our kids has epigenetic changes in their DNA chain. Well, the good news is that what they find out is that they are not erased in chromosomal damage, for example, like Down syndrome, which is unreversible. I mean, it's you don't have it.
That's
you can't create it.
Physical damage.
Exactly. Yeah. But in autism, especially there is like three groups in autism, and the more prevalent group is my case. Kids that were born and developed normally and then they got vaccinated and they regress into the spectrum. That specific group, at least, has been proved that their DNA
genetics is intact.
It has been altered, but it's there.
Right.
So that's the kind of autism, to be clear, that you can reverse.
Makes sense. But to do that, you've got to have really clean foods. You've got to understand detoxification.
Yes,
you've got
correct.
To eat organic.
Correct.
But yeah, the epigenetic expression is something that can be altered.
Exactly.
By environmental influences.
Exactly, correct.
It's not the actual DNA that's
yes.
damaged.
And don't believe when a doctor tells you that autism is mental and that there's nothing you can do, that it's genetic, it's heritage,
right.
and you can undo that. That's a completely
What are they living
fallacy.
In the Stone Age or something?
They have to go back to medical school and relearn all over again, let me tell you.
I think they went to medical school in the 1700s. Something that's ancient. I mean, come on. Anyway, I want to thank you, Andrea. You've done a fantastic job. You're a very brave, courageous mother who is really making an impact out there. So keep up your fight. You're doing great work.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you for supporting me and helping me in this issue. That's very important for all of us.
Well, we're just giving you a platform here at InfoWars. That's it. You're doing the work.
Thank you.
You deserve the credit, just like everybody else out there who's speaking out on the issues that they care about, whether it's autism or the Bill of Rights or liberty or you name it. But you're a great example of it, so I'm really happy to be able to interview you today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thanks for joining us. And that's it for InfoWars Nightly News on this Thursday, May 30th, 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I enjoyed hosting here tonight. And I'll be hosting the radio show on Monday as Alex travels, so you might want to check that out. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more about GMOs and the dangers they pose to human health, check out this special, the Dangers of GMO Special. It gives you three items. It's on sale now at the InfoWars store. You get the Genetic Roulette DVD, The World According to Monsanto, and Scientists Under Attack. All three are DVDs, and they will give you a wealth of informative information that you can share with your friends. Yeah, have a showing party over at your house. Have fun with it. Spread the truth and have a good time doing so. In any case, thanks for watching. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.